sightseeing helicopter crashed, killing six people, is shutting down. And watching Wall Street, the Dow is up 387 points, the Nasdaq ahead 285. This is SRN News.
Especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process. And that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A barricade situation in Parkville was resolved peacefully Sunday morning. Police were called to Ridgely Oak Road at around 9 a.m. for a report of a protective order violation, and the barricade began after police made contact with the suspect. Officers set up a perimeter in the area and worked to resolve the situation. Police were able to take the suspect into custody without further incident shortly after 11 a.m. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested a Hanover man on drug-related charges. Police made a traffic stop in the parking lot of the Walmart in Pasadena late Thursday, and during a search of the suspect's vehicle, the found items consisted with drug distribution. Police say they recovered suspected cocaine, fentanyl, oxycodone, 61 bags of cannabis, scales, packing materials, and cash. 29-year-old Zimrawi Yagoub was taken into custody and charged accordingly. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's looked like they were gaining momentum Sunday after a rousing come-from-behind win the day before. But a three-run lead in the eighth would evaporate.
And the 0-2 to Bichette is lined into left, a base hit. Clemente to score, and the Blue Jays have come back to tie it.
Call courtesy of Blue Jays TV. Bichette single tied it at six, and the Jays would go on to win it in 10-7-6. The final, denying the O's their first series win. Reliever Greg Soto allowed the three-run rally. Manager Brandon Hyde after the game.
Give them credit that they took good at-bats off Soto. Bichette got that, you know, piece of enough one off of Cano there to drive in the tying run.
The 89th Masters goes to Rory McIlroy.
It's a dream come true. I've dreamt about that moment for as long as I can remember.
McIlroy emerges victorious over Justin Rose with a four-foot birdie putt on the first playoff hole after blowing a four-stroke lead on the second nine and completes the Grand Slam. Coming up in 30 minutes, an emotional win for Kyle Larson. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Some rain on the way, cooler temperatures as well. Today, though, cloudy, dry, and mild. 70 this afternoon. Slight chance of a shower tomorrow, 68. It's cooler Wednesday, partly cloudy, 59 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 50 degrees in Dundalk, 54 in Owings Mills, and 50 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Monday. Yes, new week, new you. Yeah, sure, why not, right? You be productive this week and make it a good one. You know, up here in just a second, we're going to be talking to Will Hanna. He is the uncle of one of the beautiful young girls that was killed, that were killed, in a fiery crash in Baltimore County just two weekends ago. And it is definitely a very sad story. And I remember when we first touched on it, I kind of touched on it briefly because you know me, when it comes to small children losing their lives, it is very difficult for me to discuss it. And that's one thing, you know, that is very tough about, you know, whether you're doing radio or television or what have you. There are these stories where it's like you can't really not put your personal feeling and personal emotion into it. And when it comes to kids being either killed or abused or any of those things, it's a difficult topic for me. It's just very difficult. And these two young, beautiful girls, only 9 years old, as you know, I have an 8-year-old, and my heart goes out to both families and all of their friends. And, you know, think about it, their classmates are trying to grapple with this right now as well. I do have some audio here for you before we talk to Will Hanna, and that is because I want to make sure you understand exactly where this is. During the traffic stop that occurred, the Saturday before last in Baltimore County, you had a state police officer stop the vehicle, and we are told it was a normal routine traffic stop. The driver of the vehicle that had the two girls in the back seat, he ended up taking off. And the state police said that they did not pursue the chase. Now, we're going to ask Will Hanna, what the details are here and why the family wants to know more. But real quick, just to get caught up, take a listen.
We miss our beloved Bailey, but there are three families that are hurting here as well.
Questions remain as the investigation continues into the heartbreaking Beltway crash that took the lives of two 9-year-old girls Saturday night. Tonight, the family of one of the girls is asking Maryland State Police to share dash cam and any other video that may help piece together the moments that led to this tragedy. Fox 45's Ashley Kuzikonke joins us live with their plea and a response. Ashley?
Mackenzie, Maryland State Police say investigators from the crash team are actively working to finish this investigation and provide closure to the families. In between the raindrops, Friday afternoon.
Last week, our entire family changed forever.
Nearly 7 days since a tragic crash that took two 9-year-old girls and an uncle.
Losing our niece and our cousin, we can't put a price on the value that Bailey meant to our family.
The family of Bailey Brooks is making a request to the Maryland State Police for any video from first responders.
The family of Bailey Brooks is asking the state police and the county and state officials who are in the position to provide a little bit more light on what happened that dark night to do so.
Bailey Brooks and her best friend, Serenity Gross, were two passengers in a Jeep Wrangler driven by an uncle April 5th. The tragic incident happened after the uncle dropped off his own daughter and was on their way to drop off Brooks and Gross, all coming from go-kart riding.
Bailey and her best friends were with a trusted relative, and I think it's important to not jump to any conclusions.
Maryland State Police attempted to stop the vehicle at the Greenspring Avenue exit for failing to maintain its lane.
As the trooper was approaching the vehicle, the Jeep took off. At that point, the trooper did not pursue the vehicle. He returned to his vehicle. activated his emergency lights and re-entered traffic.
A few minutes later, the Jeep lost control, crashing into an embankment on the I-83 south exit, bursting into flames. The Brooks' family now continuing Bailey's legacy at the Charm School Project, an organization for dance and mentorship, a place where Bailey's spirit will live on. The website reading, the fund will help provide financial support to young girls.
Some kids and the family has asked that in lieu of flowers, in lieu of anything, to send, to donate to that scholarship fund to help some other children that may be in a situation where they may not be able to afford to do that.
Maryland State Police add more information will be shared as it becomes available throughout this ongoing investigation, and we'll keep you updated. I'm Ashley Huzikonki, Fox 45 News.
Again, a very heartbreaking story, and just on April 5th. So, yes, that was just two Saturdays ago. Right now, we are pleased to be joined by Bailey Brooks' uncle, Will Hanna, who is also a friend of the show. Good morning, Will. How are you?
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. And I condolences to you and your family and all of your loved ones. I can't imagine what you're grappling with after this tragedy. And I guess the uncle that was driving the vehicle was also a family member, correct?
Yes, he was. He was not a direct family of mine. He was Bailey's father's brother.
Okay. All right. And as the report pointed out, a trusted family member. We're trying to piece all this together because now we're hearing that the family would like to see the police cam footage. My first question to you, Will, is what is the family hoping to find out by viewing that footage?
Well, we want to know is whether or not the vehicle is being chased. And so what we have, that's just the things that we just don't know. There are some reports that and when you look at some timing of things, if he's going at that rate of speed for the vehicle to burst into flames the way it did, and he had no cause to get off at the I-83 exit because he was going to Towson. So no need to, the ramp that he would have been getting off of, he would have been going back into the city. He was going to the 83 South ramp. So that leaves some of the question as to whether or not the vehicle's chased, things like that. But we hope to get some clarity in those things, and really just closure for the family. I want people to be very clear. This is not about a monetary suit. This is about clarity and closure and transparency for our family.
Okay. All right. And Will, I will say, this is the first time that I heard that he was not intending to take that ramp going back towards the city there for Baltimore. I did not hear that.
He was going to my niece's house. He was going to Bailey's house to drive her, and my niece lives in Towson. So
okay.
He had no reason to go off of the 83 exit. That's why some of those questions were being posed. We just don't know. And I think, and Bailey was a heartbeat for our family. I mean, she was a unifier. She was a business owner. She was 9 years old and owned her own business. I really want to not make her look like a statistic, but really humanize her and let people see that this is a beautiful child. These were two beautiful children. And they did everything together. And one other thing, I know a lot of people have vilified the driver of the vehicle, but he regularly had the kids. Even he had dropped off his own daughter because they all went go-kart riding that night. So he just dropped off his daughter. So, and unfortunately for our family, Bailey and Serenity lost their lives, but another 9-year-old was also spared. So that's the silver lining that we try to take out of it.
And I can't imagine what that 9-year-old is going through with, the fact that now her dad and her best friends were in that car. And also a relative, I guess, there as well. Will Hanna, I know you said earlier this is not about monetary gain when it comes to viewing this footage. It's about, closure. If I can ask, if it turns out that this officer did give chase, what would that mean? Not as far as the closure piece of this, but then would they be able to file a suit? Where do you think that goes from there?
Well, I think that I don't think anything's off the table at this point. And some of those, and I don't want to get too far into, discussing of potential litigation. That's why we have retained counsel. And I think you heard the Ruvik Naraja on who the family has retained. So I think some of those questions, as they become clear, I think that, we'll have legal counsel to address those at the time.
Right. And I know, like you said, you don't want to get, you know, do a deep dive into this. You're just, you know, relaying this information for us, and we appreciate your time, Will. I did have another question for you. You know, first and foremost, I appreciate you said in the videos, and I appreciate the fact that you guys are talking about these two angels and the driver. And I can tell you that the whole thing is so heartbreaking. You know, when it comes to, you know, even as this is, you know, plays out, I guess my question is, you know, when it comes to playing this through and this officer, you know, the fact that he pulled him over, they said there for possibly swerving in between lanes. Could there be a possibility that the driver, you know, had either a warrant for his arrest or had multiple traffic stops and did not want to pull over, or is that just something that you're not familiar with?
So let me put some of that to bed right now, because that was one of the first things that we looked into, was if he had any outstanding warrants. There were no outstanding warrants. You know, people said that maybe he had a gun in the vehicle. Well, the police would have found a gun in the vehicle. A gun wouldn't melt. You know, so I just want to take some of those things away, that he didn't have any open warrant. He didn't have a gun in the vehicle. He didn't have anything. So the only thing that led us to believe was maybe he was being chased. Now, why he pulled off from the stop, we don't know. We wish he would have made a better decision.
We
just don't know. And there's so much that we just don't know, because it's very early on.
Right.
And, you know, right now, the family's focus this week is putting Serenity and Bailey to rest peacefully. And we'll have her memorial service. Bailey's memorial service will be on Thursday.
Yeah. And if you give those details in case anyone else wants to attend.
Sure. The memorial service will be held at the Gala Center, up off Security Boulevard off of Belmont. It will be from 12 to 4 at the Gala Center. So
okay.
If anybody has any questions, they can, you know, Google it, pull it up. But we definitely, and in closing, I just want to say, we have had a outpouring of support from community, from all over the place. And my sister and my niece, they are greatly appreciative. Our entire family, greatly appreciative for love and support and sympathy, all of the warm welcomes of condolences that our family has received, and we've really seen a community rally around these two young ladies.
Well, I wish you the best. I know this is a horrible, tragic situation, and I know that is very difficult. Real quick, one more question before you go. Was there any reason why this video has not been handed over to the family? Because, again, that was on April 5th. I would think that they would have been able to hand that video over so that the family could receive the closure.
Well, I would thought that they would have wanted to just give it to us, given the magnitude and the loss of life suffered.
Right.
One of the things that we are somewhat hopeful about is that if the Attorney General, Anthony Brown, would get involved in this case, because it did, because even though it wasn't usually they get involved in cases where there's a shooting or there's something like that, but in this case there wasn't engagement with the police officer. So what would that would trigger an automatic response from the Attorney General? But we thought that the state police should just give us the video. We shouldn't have to do a public information act request. But the fact that we do, and the fact that we did file it, we hope to get that process that night, and we hope that they'll work with the family to expedite that process as well.
Okay, so there was a process there. Because I was wondering, too, why they didn't just hand it over. Will, again, thank you so much for your time today, and I appreciate you answering the phone yesterday, especially going through everything that you are going through. And I send you prayers and condolences, and I know many people listening to the show feel the same way, and they're pouring out, just believe it or not, so many text messages that we've received already going out to your family. Hearts are broken all over the Maryland region.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Will. Hope you have a beautiful week. I know that they are laying their niece to rest this week. It really is difficult. And it does. It begs a lot of questions as to why, you know, why did the uncle take the exit that he took? Now, again, that was my first time hearing that he was not even supposed to take that exit. Because we were told that he was dropping the two girls off. I didn't know at that time, obviously, where they lived. And so hearing from Will Hanna there, he would have continued straight on 695. He would not have taken that 83 ramp. And so, again, there are many questions, and now I can see why the family does have more questions, in which they want to watch the video footage from the trooper's vehicle. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I have some text messages that I would like to read on this discussion as well. Also, we are going to talk about the Maryland Matters article as far as the winners and losers after the Annapolis session. And don't forget, Delegate LaToya Cogolo, she's going to join us here soon at 10:35, and we are going to get the session wrap up from her as well coming up next.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Why do so many people from far and wide, from neighboring states and counties, come to Jarvis Appliance to buy their new appliances? For the beautiful Jarvis Appliance showroom, fair and reasonable prices, and dependable service throughout the area on all appliances. So for your next refrigerator, microwave, oven, washer, dryer, or dishwasher, discover Jarvis Appliance for friendly prices, polite salespeople, and very reliable appliance service. Remember J-A-R-V-I-S, Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, or visit JarvisAppliance.com.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100. Or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious late hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud. Again.
See you there.
The Rob Carson Show.
People in Washington, D.C. have never worked a damn day in their lives. They don't know what it's like, and they don't care. They don't recognize that it's important to build stuff here. They don't recognize that their food comes from people who bust their asses across the country to plant seeds and raise livestock. They don't care because it arrives in their grocery stores, in their Whole Foods or whatever, and they're taken care of. And they go to their jobs, and they sit behind a desk, and they push money around.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're speaking to Will Hanna. He is the uncle of Bailey Brooks, and Serenity Gross is the other 9-year-old that was tragically lost in a fiery crash on April 5th in Baltimore County. And we were told that the state trooper did not give chase to the vehicle. And apparently the uncle driving the vehicle just took off. Now, again, that was the first time, I guess that was breaking news there, that uncle was not supposed to take that 83 exit. I got a text here from Anthony. He says, well, Kim, well, that's the thing. If you're running from the police, you're not going to go the way you're supposed to go. You are trying to lose the police. And of course, Anthony says, well, Kim, why do you keep saying that? Anthony, I don't know what transpired, all right? I know that there are 2 9-year-olds that are no longer here, okay? I can understand the frustration. This is why I wanted to talk to Will Hanna myself, because at the same time, I look at the situation saying, regardless of if the trooper gave chase or not, that does not neglect the fact that this person decided to flee. I mean, that should be the responsibility of the driver. Now, I wanted to know why that the family wants this footage. And according to Will Hanna, this is about closure. And this is about trying to figure out exactly what happened. Because remember, the family is looking at this as, you know, this is a trusted family member. They looked to see if he had any warrants. They looked to see whether or not he could have possibly had a weapon in the vehicle. The family is saying, no, that's not a possibility. So now they want to know, why on earth did this person run? Why did he flee the way that he did? And that's what they want to know. And I would think that, yes, when you look at the footage, it might put a few more puzzle pieces together for you. But it doesn't sound like it, as Will Hanna pointed out. It's not about, you know, suing the police department. It's not about, you know, monetary gain out of this situation. It's about putting the pieces together to find out exactly what transpired that day that resulted in losing three beautiful people. And again, these are their family members. I mean, and I can't imagine what the little girl is going through that was dropped off, right? That was her father driving the vehicle. And those were her two best friends, and one of which, her cousin. I can't imagine what she's going through. And so, again, I appreciate Will coming on and speaking to us about that. I did want to read some more of your text messages here. Let's see. Marty says, the footage is evidence in an ongoing investigation, likely by the Attorney General's office, as it was a death involving police. Normally, evidence is not released prior to the completion of an investigation, as it could taint a jury pool. I understand what you're saying, Marty, but I know we've seen dash cam videos, or even like the vest videos prior to an investigation being completed. Now, of course, that's usually with a police involved shooting. And a lot of times that's because, you know, of course, there's, you know, it seems that there's going to be some unrest and there are people that are, you know, saying, OK, it's a police involved shooting, and they're blaming the police. And of course, they'll put the video footage out before the completion of the investigation to make sure that there is not an unrest. And I would think in this situation, maybe not, you know, doing it publicly, but as Will Hanna pointed out, perhaps, you know, giving it to the family for closure and a peace of mind for their sake, perhaps. But again, we'll wait and see what happens here. I have a lot of people basically saying, you know, the same things over and over, talking about fleeing police. He took the exit because obviously he was fleeing. Let's see. I have a text here from Joe, not the usual Joe that we talked to, a different Joe. He says, here we go. Money, money, money. Let's see if he had pulled over. Would they be alive? Yes. Same old story. Run, resist, fight. Never a good outcome when you don't cooperate with the authorities. Never a good outcome. You're correct in that, Joe. Very much so. And I'm sure we'll stay on top of this. I'm sure we'll be notified if the video footage is released either publicly or to the family. For right now, the two little girls are being laid to rest today. And it is difficult because they're still dealing with all the emotions. All right. Coming up next, we are going to be joined by Delegate LaToya Cogollo. She was going to join us at 11 o'clock. She has, you know, other things going on, so we appreciate her time. She'll be joining us here in just 5 minutes. I want to ask her about, you know, her goals for this session, you know, what she had before her. Remember, she was filling a vacated seat, so she had about 3 days, not even, to put a staff together. But I think she did a really good job this session, so we'll talk about that. Also talk about the small business community there in Anne Arundel County. What are they saying now that they see more taxes and fees coming their way? And I know she was out in the community this weekend because she posted about it on her social media accounts. So we'll talk to LaToya coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Stock traders bracing for what could be another volatile week on Wall Street. The market rose and fell last week amid uncertainty over what the future holds for tariffs and their impact on the global economy. And though he has exempted electronics from a 145% China tariff, President Trump says additional levies are in the works for semiconductors and computer chips. Today, Mr. Trump will be meeting with his Salvadoran counterpart at the White House. Ecuadorian voters have re-elected President Daniel Noboa, a young conservative with a no-holds-barred crime-fighting record, his leftist opponent vowing to seek a recount over allegations of electoral fraud. And watching Wall Street so far this morning, stocks have been in positive territory. The Dow is up 392 points, NASDAQ ahead 277. More details at srnnews.com.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best. Kenneth said, your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results. Christine said, they were very thorough and incredible, attentive to detail. Love it. If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Despite crushing another couple home runs yesterday, the Birds left their fans disappointed at Camden Yards.
Tying run on third, bottom of the 10th. Hoppin kicks and deals. He got him! Struck him out looking with a slider, and the Blue Jays come back from down 6-3 to beat the Orioles.
Call courtesy of Blue Jays TV, closer Jeff Hoffman pitched the final two frames for the 7-6 win, and after the final strike, blew a kiss towards Baltimore's dugout. That's a reference to the Orioles rescinding their contract offer to Hoffman because of a questionable MRI in the offseason. Orioles still haven't won a series in 2025. Birds starters have a 5.40 ERA, tied for highest in the league with the Yankees. And at Bristol yesterday, Kyle Larson bested the field in an emotional win.
And his third win at Bristol. He's won half the last six races here, including the last two.
Yeah, absolutely. This one's definitely for John.
The John Larson was referring to was friend and PR executive John Edwards, who passed away just days earlier. It's Larson's second Cup win of the year, his third lifetime at Bristol. Coming up in 30 minutes, Rory McIlroy makes history. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Don't let the gray skies slow you down today. It's a cloudy, dry day and a mild afternoon, 70 the high. Here comes the rain tonight, and not just rain, showers and some storms. And some of those storms could be severe, gusty winds and hail a possibility. There is a brief chance of a shower tomorrow, otherwise partly cloudy and still mild, 68 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow by New Nordic. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com. Or at your local CVS.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, we were sitting here in the studio, and we were talking to, it was then just LaToya Cagolo. And we were talking to her because there was a vacated seat in Anne Arundel County. And then many of us ended up going to Anne Arundel County that evening because they were trying to decide on who to put in that vacated seat. And it came down to about three candidates. And, of course, we were there to support LaToya. And we were so excited. And LaToya was in tears that night. and she then became the delegate there. And I am very happy to have her on the show this morning. Delegate LaToya Cagolo, how are you?
Good morning, Kim. I am doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. So we have a lot to catch up on here because you were working really hard this session, and usually, when someone is a freshman in the Maryland General Assembly, they're usually just trying to get, you know, their footing. They're trying to figure out exactly what's going on. But you went in and really just tore the house down as soon as you walked in the place. And let me tell you, I appreciate it. And I know a lot of people listening to the show appreciates it as well. Let me ask you really quickly here, because I know you had about how many days to really get your staff together? How did all that work out?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I was sworn in 2 days after the legislative session had started. So fortunately, my good neighbor, who I was, she was our PTA president at our kids' elementary school. I'd known her for years. Our oldest kids are in college now. So we've known each other for years, highly organized. She was already the chief of staff for my predecessor.
Okay.
So I inherited her. She helped me hit the ground running. She was amazing. So,
nice.
You know, got an intern in, and plus I run a business, and I'm highly organized myself. So it was an easy transition for me.
Good. Because I was worried about you. I'm not going to lie. I was worried because I was sitting here thinking like, man, I know she's probably going to get some of the staff, you know, from the previous delegate, but maybe not everyone. And so I was worried about you. And meanwhile, I didn't have to worry at all. I want to go over some of the session wrap up here. I know you don't have a ton of time with us, but I appreciate your time. When we talked to you during the session, we talked about House Bill 161, and I believe that you called in for another bill as well. If you could just briefly give us an update on what happened, were there amendments, and exactly what the outcome was at the end of the day, and I guess would some of this be pushed into the next session as well?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just want to thank you for being an outlet for us to really expose a lot of the bills that were very harmful, especially the bills related to education and children. So House Bill 161 was the Comprehensive Health Education Framework, which teaches gender ideology beginning in pre-K. So what that bill wanted to do was not give parents an ability to opt out of certain topics that their kids would be taught in schools. So we went to the media, we fought hard, we had several of our caucus members that were very vocal and outspoken, which helped tremendously in getting a lot of these bills either amended or killed. So House Bill 161 did pass, however, it kept in the part of the bill that allows parents to opt out. So they still have that ability.
Okay.
So we did. That was a win for us. You know, we wanted the bill to die altogether, but we got what was most important, were for parents to have the rights for their kids not to be exposed to certain materials. The other bill was, we nicknamed it the Condoms for Kindergartners. That bill killed. It passed the House, but it didn't make it out of Senate. Didn't even get a hearing. So we were pretty happy about that. So I would say that there were some successes in terms of education and protecting our kids.
No, I'll say, because like you said, that was the big piece with 161 is whether or not parents could opt out of that. And the fact that you guys got that through. Again, thank you for fighting for all of us, not just those that are in your district. We do really appreciate it. I know over the weekend, Delegate Cagolo, you were in the community as always, and you were stopping by some of the small businesses. I got to ask you, what is all that about? Is that a new campaign that you're doing? And also, what are small business owners saying now that we're looking at some of these taxes and fees coming into not even 2026. Some of those are going to be enacted this year.
And what's unfortunate is that a lot of the small business owners weren't even aware of the tax increases and how it would impact their businesses.
Wow.
It's so unfortunate that our governor is touting this as tax cuts for the middle class. That is not true. You know, they sell it as if it's only going to affect the 10%, the most wealthy in Maryland. But that's not the case. All of these taxes and fees are going to impact all of us. Everything is going up. And it's getting harder and harder to live in Maryland. And I'll tell you, Kim, really quickly, as they were talking about the budget, all I could think when I was in the hearing, I was like, my God, this is like a landlord increasing their rent because their water bill tripled, but they're not fixing the leaking pipe that's causing the water bill to triple.
Yeah.
It's like they went straight to increasing tax and fees without really looking at the root of the problem, looking at fraud, waste, and abuse. And these were simple questions that I was asking in the hearing, and I was told directly that Maryland does not do any robust performance audits of any department in the state to cut fraud, waste, and abuse. They went straight to increasing taxes without looking at how they can actually effectively spend the money that they're already spending, our tax dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Doug, yeah, Latoya Cagolo, in case you're just joining us, that is who we're speaking to this morning, and we appreciate your time. To hear that so many small business owners had no idea what could possibly be coming their way. A lot of people will say that's kind of, another issue that we have here in the state is sometimes people do just kind of tune it all out because they're going about their day-to-day lives. So I appreciate you getting out there and informing these individuals, because hopefully next session we'll hear more from those small business owners when they find out exactly how they're affected. I wanted to ask you, beyond the small business owners, when it comes to your constituents in the district, what are they saying to you now?
Well, a lot of the district constituents, and I'll say this, Pasadena, Severna Park has a lot of small businesses. We are really fortunate. We have very active chambers of commerce, Pasadena Business Association, Severna Park Arnold Chamber of Commerce. They came out in strong numbers against the bills that were impacting small businesses. So they were full force at the House and Senate. So I thank them. But obviously that is their concern, is one, they want safe communities. They tried to pass the bill where, jurisdictions can't have any sort of partnerships with ICE. But that is an issue. ICE, they do their part in protecting us from criminals who are illegal aliens. So that part of the bill didn't pass, thankfully. So we want safe communities. We want our businesses to thrive, and we want our children to get a quality education. So those are the main things that I'm hearing across my district. And I think that really is the what all Marylanders want. Safe communities, good schools, and they want their businesses. They want to be able to live and thrive here.
Yeah. No, I think that is correct. And unfortunately, some of those in the Maryland General Assembly are not hearing us, and perhaps we have to get louder. I don't know how much louder I could get over here, Latoya.
You know why they can't hear us? And
why?
I'll say this. They can't hear us because a lot of them don't own homes. They don't pay property taxes. They don't own businesses. They don't pay business taxes. They don't have children. And if they do have children, their children are in private school. They're not invested in the community, and they're not feeling what we're feeling. Because they don't have the level of responsibility that we have outside of sitting in that seat for 90 days a year.
Yeah. You know what? And that's interesting, too, that you say that, because there are many, not just in the General Assembly here in Maryland, but even in like some of the local jurisdictions, a lot of their kids go to private school.
Mm-hmm.
And yet they're making all these decisions that tackle public school issues. And it's kind of like,
absolutely.
Well, of course, you don't care.
Right. I'm like, your experience, you don't have this experience.
Right.
You don't know. So it's easy for them to push these laws on the people that are actually, living and raising a family here, running a business here, own a home here.
Yeah.
It doesn't impact them. That's why they're not listening, because it doesn't affect them.
Right. Well, Delegate Latoya Cagolo, I'm not going to keep you too long, but I wanted to ask you, because you are Black and you are a Republican, and I know there's not many. How many Black Republicans are there in the Maryland General Assembly?
You're talking to her.
You know what? I had a feeling it was just you. And it's so crazy, too, considering, the Black population in the state of Maryland. So, go. Thank you for representing us, Latoya. Thank you so much.
It is my honor. I carry it with a torch, and I am so proud of so many Black conservatives that come by my office and say, thank you for representing us. I'm a Republican. A lot of people don't even acknowledge it or put it out there because it's almost taboo.
Yeah.
So I just feel like people appreciate me being there, being outspoken, not compromising my values. I know that I'm Black. I know that I'm a woman, but I'm also a Christian. I'm also conservative, and I just I hold certain values and beliefs, and I'm not going to compromise them for anyone.
Yeah. Well, if you were the Democrat Party, they would be celebrating you and saying how you're the first in history of this and that and a third. And So, you know, when you're on the other side of the aisle, it's kind of like, you know, they don't really care. And that's kind of what my question is for you, Delegate. Are you considering joining the Legislative Black Caucus, and have they reached out to you?
Well, I am a member of the Legislative Black Caucus.
Okay.
I am.
How's it going? Because we saw the Reparations Commission. How's all that going?
Well, I think that they realize that, you know, I came there to not agree and co-sign their stuff. You know, we have some common ground. I'm sure there's something, but, you know, reparations was not it. The Second Look Act was not it for me, you know, and I just feel like, you know, unfortunately, I felt like there were some things that maybe they're not realizing is doing more harm to the Black community. I don't know if they're making that connection. But for me, I feel like this is the reason why, you know, we have leaders that are making decisions for the Black community that is doing more harm than good.
Yeah.
And I saw that this session, and it really broke my heart because I come from low-income housing. I worked my butt off to get 3 college degrees, start a business, marry a good guy to raise good children with. It took a lot. And I just feel like they don't invest in the areas where we need to really, for our community to be free. And when I say free, I'm talking about family, religion, education, entrepreneurship. That's what they're missing. And we need to get back to those fundamentals to really see change in our community.
Well, Delegate, you know what? That's actually nice to hear because, you know, on Capitol Hill, they're not allowing the Black Republicans to join the caucus there.
Right.
Capitol Hill. So you know what? To hear that in Maryland, you have Democrats that are fine with a Republican joining the caucus. You know what? Props to them and props to you for joining. Before I let you go here, Delegate Latoya Kagolo, do you have any fundraisers coming up or any events that you want us to know about?
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you mentioned that. So tomorrow, if anyone's going to be in Anne Arundel County, I'll be giving a legislative update at Romolo's. It's tomorrow, Tuesday, the 15th at 7 p.m. So that's Romolo's Restaurant in Severna Park. So I would love to meet you. If you live in the area, if I represent you, I would love to meet and chat with you. So I hope to see you there.
Perfect. Delegate Latoya Kagolo, thank you so much for all your hard work, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Kim, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. All right. And that is a delegate. Remember, she filled that vacated seat, and she got straight to work. And she had some of the best floor speeches that I've seen in a long time. But I will say, you know what? The Republicans did a fantastic job this session. I know I've said it time and time again, and I truly do mean it. I do mean it because there were times where, you know, especially in the history of Maryland here, even in the last 10 years, where we just felt like the message wasn't really getting out. But I did not feel that way this time around. I felt like Republicans did a fantastic job. And I don't want us to lose sight of that because, as you heard there from Delegate Kagolo, you know, when it came to House Bill 161, we needed that amendment. We needed to make sure that parents could opt out of their kids learning about some of the sexually explicit content at such a young age. And they got the amendment through, you know, and that's why this stuff is so important, to make sure that it becomes, you know, a big story or a national news story and all eyes on it. Because, you know, if they can do it quietly, they would do whatever it is that they wanted to do there with some of the progressives. Not all the Democrats are like that in Annapolis. Let's go ahead and make sure, you know, we tell it like it is. Not all Democrats are like that. But there is a large majority of them that are very, quote unquote, progressive, that do push this nonsense. On top of that, with that in mind, I did want to just say that Maryland Matters, again, they did an article that you could check it out. It's on their front homepage here. It's titled, "It's All Over But the Judging." And it says, after a hard-fought session, the judges score the rounds. Okay, and I just had a couple notes here. As far as winners, because they were the ones that they decided to do winners and losers here. That's who the Maryland Matters staff chose. They said the fiscal committee chairs were winners. And that was Guy Gazzone and Atterbury and those that were on the fiscal committee. And they said that they won because there was very little drama with getting some of this out when it comes to the budget, remember, BRFA and all that stuff. I would say that that's not exactly true. Because remember, we saw the press conference where Governor Westmore was there and he says, you're going to save all these taxes and we put in all these cuts, remember? And then you had Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45. She said, okay, well, name three of those cuts. And he couldn't. And then they were like playing musical chairs there at the microphone. He's like, Senator Bill Ferguson, do you know? No, I don't know. Guy Gazzone, do you know? I don't know. You know. And so they were like, you know, who's going to take the mic? Somebody please help us, right? I would say because of that clip and the way that it made its rounds, because you know what? That clip on X alone did thousands in views. I would say that that was not quite a winning message. But I understand what Marilyn Matters is saying. I get it. I get it. The disability advocates, they were in the winner column. I would say that they were able to stall or delay the $200 million in cuts that was supposed to be coming to DDA. Is that a win right now? Sure, but it's more like a push. Also, $500 million in transportation. That's a ton of money going into the transportation department. I guess you can look at that as a win for transportation. I don't know if it's a win for us taxpayers. I still would love to see the numbers. How many people are really taking the light rail back and forth? Because there are a lot of people that call the show that says it's not being utilized to the point where we need to put more money into it. I don't know. I guess that's a good conversation for another day. They also said Larry Hogan was the winner. I will agree on this, and that is because the more and more that Governor Westmore and his administration kept blaming Governor Hogan, the more and more we saw that, you know what? A lot of this has nothing to do with Hogan. And if anything, he left a surplus and now you have us in a deficit. So, yes, they made Governor Hogan look like a winner, even if that was not their intent. Another winner was the No More campaign, you know, the ones that's doing all those digital graphics showing Westmore and, you know, all his photo ops. they are winners here. They are winners for sure. They also said the Legislative Black Caucus, they were winners. They got the reparations commission through. I guess so. To me, it's like, you know, again, why are we studying this over and over again? You know we can't do it. You know we can't do it. But I guess for them, that's a win that they got the commission through. But to me, it's just silly nonsense. And it's a lot of pandering. Now, as far as the losers, of course, it was, you know, two things stuck out to me. We, the residents of Maryland, and Governor Westmore. And I would say I agree. I think Governor Westmore really lost. Coming up next, if you want to weigh in on this, you can. But I have a few more things to say about some of the losers in this state.
Looking for a beautiful and functional upgrade to your home? 3-Day Blinds has you covered. At 3-Day Blinds, our free in-home design consultation makes it easy. A 3-Day Blinds design expert will help you find the window treatment solution that works best for your home's needs and style. We bring the showroom to you with loads of samples, giving you an idea of how different fabrics look in your home. Your designer also provides expert measurements and helps coordinate installation. Book your free in-home consultation by visiting 3dayblinds.com. Take control of your window treatments with Motorized by 3-Day Blinds. Whether you're at home or on vacation, you can operate your window treatments with the touch of a button using the 3-Day Blinds app. 3-Day Blinds has specialized in window treatments for more than 40 years, and it's the name people trust. At 3-Day Blinds, we have stylish and functional window treatments for any occasion. For your free custom same-day quote, schedule your free in-home design consultation now at 3dayblinds.com. That's 3dayblinds.com.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. A Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
There's an inclination, Sean, of saying you're not moving in a direction in the pure MAGA people want to move it.
President Trump was elected with 77 million votes. His agenda is what needs to be moved forward. His agenda is the MAGA agenda. It is the America First agenda. So if you're working at odds against the President of the United States, he's the one the people of this country elected. So if you're working against that, then what good are you?
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, so I do appreciate Delegate LaToya Cagolo coming on the show and doing a session wrap-up with us. As I noted, that amendment, man, to House Bill 161, that was huge. Parents should be able to opt out, for sure. So again, thank you to all of our legislators fighting on the behalf of parents and children in Annapolis. We appreciate you. And there's, you know, there's those fighters on both sides of the aisle. Okay, I'm not saying that Democrats are against children or parents. There are obviously some Democrats that do fight for us. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to get some of those amendments through, right? So thank you to those Democrats as well. We're talking about the Maryland Matters article. They were choosing winners and losers from this session. One of the losers was Governor Wes Moore. That's huge. To put the governor in the loser column, that's big. And we've talked often on the show. We even had John Myrick. He was a guest on the show. He's running for governor here in the state of Maryland on the GOP ticket. And we'll probably see more people throwing their hat in the ring. And we'll see if Governor Wes Moore has any primary opponents as well. But I would think this is pretty big because there's a lot of people that feel as though Wes Moore cannot handle this job. Even right now, the fact that he's in Japan talking about high-speed rail and, you know, thinking about bringing businesses to a place that is not business friendly. Again, I think that just clearly shows again how out of touch he really is. I don't think this trip was a good idea. I think it highlights the fact that he has no idea what he's doing. And I don't know why his staff would agree to this, to be honest with you, because I know some of his staffers. Some of them are really smart people. But this just, you know, it looks bad. It really does. Like, we have a deficit. You know, there's no way we can, you know, tell any business to come here considering the regulations and everything, all the hoops you have to jump through. Now all these taxes and fees being added to businesses. It's a bad look. I would have canceled the trip. And you know what? What his administration could have said? They could have just said, well, now, you know, with everything going on with President Trump and the tariffs and da-da-da, this is why we're going to cancel the trip. They could have totally lied about it. Totally lied. But they still went anyway. I don't know who made that call. Governor Moore and your administration, but you should probably think about letting them go. Just saying. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the question of the day. This is a debate that happened over the weekend, and that is the real ID. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem, she announced that everybody's going to have a real ID by May, I think it was May 7th. And there are some people believing that this is more Big Brother than about national security. So I'm going to ask you about that as well, coming up next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego.